Dean, tell us about the fight. It sounds like quite a brave thing to be taking on.
Some people might say it's stupid, but I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity. It's not every day that a world champion will come to Edinburgh. And through, you know, I've got lots of friends that are professional boxers at the moment. None of them have fought a world champion as yet, so just for the bragging rights of that alone, it was worth doing. Steve Collins, for me, is one of my favourite boxers of all time. So to meet him would have been an honour. To get in and get punched in the face off him, I'm not sure if that's an honour or what, but the MS Therapy Centre needs the money, and I'm quite happy to get involved and do it.
All right, brilliant stuff. How did you actually go about organising it then? Because, as you say, he's one of your heroes, a big name, so did he take much persuading?
Well, it was a strange one. He was coming up to do a Q&A, and the promoter, Ryan Somerville, got in touch with me and said, you wouldn't fancy jumping in the ring for a couple of rounds with Steve Collins, would you? And immediately I just, 100% took it without a shadow of a doubt. There was no way I would pass up an opportunity like that.
All right, okay. So it just kind of landed in your lap almost?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've been looking to try and get a boxing fight for quite some time. I've tried Freddie Flintoff, he wasn't wanting any of it. One of these boxing journalists, Coogan Cassius, asked him, he wasn't up for it at all either. I think the fact that I'm friends with Stephen Simmons and Kenny Anderson, it comes with a bit of reputation that I must be quite tough. I'm actually Stephen Simmons' water boy, so the rule of the camp is that even the water boy must be able to fight. So that's I've really got no option about it. I've got to go in and I've got to win it as well. Because I can't get back in the camp, and if I get beat or get embarrassed the team, I'm not allowed back in. So
you're going in all guns blazing then?
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, I've got to. Obviously it's going to be difficult, but at the same time it's an experience of a lifetime. I'm joking, obviously, going in saying that I'm going to win and things like that, but you've got to go in, you've either got to have, you know, faith or fear. I've got faith that I'll last the three rounds that we're going to fight, and I'm just going to put on the best show that I can. As I say, make my friends and family proud, and the rest will take care of itself.
Do you think your opponent will realistically be giving it his all? Because, you know, if he's a top boxer, you could be in trouble if that happens, couldn't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. But listen, you know, they can say taking it easy or whatever, but he's, you know, he never got a champ. He got to become a world champion by luck. He's obviously got that fighter streak in him, and as soon as I punch him, he's not going to like it. So regardless of what the intentions are at the beginning, nobody's going to let you hit them for a laugh, you know. So yeah, I don't expect him to perhaps prepare the same as he would for fighting Rob, you know, Joe Calzaghe or Chris Eubank, but I expect him to punch, you know, just as with as much venom as he would have normally.
And have you told him that you want a proper fight?
He sent me a message saying that he's away to New York to the Catskills Training Centre to prepare for the fight. So obviously that was a bit of a joke. I don't expect him to come all guns blazing like he would against, you know, another professional. But it's certainly not going to be a patronising jump around. There's going to be real punches landing, and there's no two ways about it. You can't pretend, you know, if you get punched in the face, it's sore. So whether it's from me to him or him to me, it's going to be a difficult night. There is obviously risks and dangers involved. I'm fully aware of that. I'm just really looking forward to the night.
How many rounds are you expecting?
We're doing three-minute rounds, so we're doing the same as what you would do for, you know, like amateur or your first pro fight and things like that. So it's going to be tough. Everybody that I see, I'm doing three-minutes with Steve Collins, they sort of close their eyes and winch a little bit. And you sure? Yeah, absolutely. You can't pass up this experience.
Right, and you're doing it for a good cause as well, and something that's close to yourself too.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm doing it for the MS Therapy Centre in Leith. It's a centre that treats people with multiple sclerosis, the same as myself. I was diagnosed last October, and they've been fantastic for me. A great support, great facilities, and they desperately need the money, and they deserve it, to be honest with you. So going in and getting punched in the face for 9 minutes, it's a small price to pay for, you know, what that money could do for people's lives.